We're here on KSOM, and we're talking with Izzy Eisbach of Nottoway Valley Girls Basketball. She goes over 1,000 points for her career and helps the Wolverines in a come-from-behind victory in the first game of the new year. Izzy, congratulations. What a way to bring in the new year, right?
Yeah, it was awesome.
What does it mean to you to get over 1,000 points in your career and you're still only a junior?
It really hasn't hit me yet. It's great knowing I've been built up with great teammates my whole high school career. There's no way I could have done it on my own. And it's an amazing accomplishment just knowing that all of my teammates are there to be able to, like, experience it with me, and everyone cares about me. And it's great. It shows that all the work that you put in pays off.
What was the moment like for you?
I didn't really know at first. And then I saw Maddie Weston come towards me, like, really happy. And I heard my dad call timeout, so I kind of figured it was time. And it was just, like, it was awesome. Everyone, like, kind of rushed towards me, and it felt really good.
Did you know going into the game you were pretty close?
I kind of had forgot, but a couple of people reminded me and told me I had 9 to score, so it was in the back of my head.
And yet you had to come from behind to win the game. What was that like, just not only to get the record, but also have it part of a memorable game like that?
Oh, it was crazy, because we went into halftime knowing we were not playing our best, and I had hit 1,000 points, but then we were told that we needed to lock in, and so to just come back, and we struggled. Like, Liv Lockery, she got injured, and we had to face a lot of adversity that game, but it was awesome, like, just overcoming that, hitting big shots and taking a win. So it was great.
And you weren't the only record on that night. Of course, a big career record, but Miley Comstock ties the record for threes in a game. What was that like to kind of experience that with her?
That was amazing. She really stepped up for us tonight. She hit big-time shots, especially in the end. And I had a few of those assists, and it was just a great feeling knowing that we were both kind of going off, feeding off of each other. It was great. It was just really energetic, and it's awesome when everyone scores.
I know it's been a rough start to the season, a lot of good competition you played. What did you work on in the winter break to try and turn things around here in the second half?
We started off our season with probably top 5 toughest games on our schedule, so we kind of knew that we had to turn things up. Our practices got a little bit more intense. I feel like we're a really good condition team. We condition a lot in practice, and it is rough, but it pays off, so we did a lot of that, focused a lot on just, like, layups and what matters, like taking care of the ball, finishing our easy layups, and that's what we really dialed in on, and I think it's going to start paying off.
This team has got to be a scary team. I mean, we know that Nottoway Valley's got a great tradition in girls basketball. Is it now different? It's got to be a different kind of feeling for you, for these girls, because now you're sort of playing as the underdog. But you're kind of like a scary, hungry Wolverine right now, ready to pounce. Mm-hmm. How would you describe that feeling from that position?
Yeah, just like you said, in the past, we've always kind of been like top dog. We had a lot of talent, and then this year, we weren't really stacked up the same. So we know that we have to give it our all every game and compete every game to have a chance. And it's really exciting going into games knowing that you are the underdog, just to give it all you have and see what happens.
We talked before the season on that media day, and it was going to be a different role for you, just becoming the number one scorer and having defenses kind of paying attention to you. What have you done differently in your offensive game to continue to try and get points?
Yeah, it's been a little bit difficult for me. I've had to, like, learn each game and kind of adjust the defense to where I can get my best shots off. I feel like I've had to work on taking a lot of shots off the dribble, and I think it's really helped me, because that's what I do get a lot most of the time. But just understanding that I'm in a more of a scoring role this season, I think I've grown into it, and I'm able to, like, make certain plays off the dribble and feed off the screen and rolls and just a bunch of different actions to help get me some good shots.
Yeah. And so what's it going to be like now? Do you celebrate more the win, or do you celebrate more the 1,000 points right now?
I think we celebrate more the win. That was a really big win for us. And I celebrate 1,000 points at a later time.
Well, Izzy, congrats. Yeah, you'll deserve to celebrate a big dub like that. And but don't leave that record behind, because that's great. I know there's still a lot more points in you to come. So as you go forward, what's the key for your basketball team here in the next week as you continue on?
I think we're really coming together nice. If we can just stay healthy and really keep working on us, team basketball, I feel like we're getting a lot more comfortable with each other. And, yeah, just keep feeding off of each other.
Well, Izzy, congratulations on the record, and keep it going. Really appreciate your time, and best of luck here in this next stretch of games. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much.
Izzy Eisbach going over 1,000 points for her career from Nottoway Valley with us here on KSOM.